ओम शांति। दिस एंटायर वर्ल्ड नीड्स आवर वाइब्रेशंस, डू यू थिंक सो? ऑल सोल्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड आर लुकिंग टूवर्ड्स अस फॉर प्योर वाइब्रेशंस, गुड वाइब्रेशंस। Even nature, it needs purity from us, because the strength of nature is purity. So today we will discuss here how to give constantly, how to become great donor. One thing is, so I ask first one question. You get ready till I ask one question. Those who believe that they are great souls in the world, please raise your hand. So all are great. Mahadani, those who believe that they are Master Almighty, very powerful. No? Okay. Those who think that they are worship-worthy gods and goddesses. All. Those who believe that they are world benefactors. Those who believe that they are ancestors. Okay, Jarur. So you all are great. So Baba had chosen us in order to bring benefit to the world, to change this world. And we know, first of all, He has given us knowledge, and we are giving that knowledge to all. So donation of knowledge is the first type of donation. Gyan Dan. Will you learn this Hindi word? Gyan, knowledge. Dan, donation. Gyan Dan. It is known as the biggest donation in the world. In Kali Yuga world, in bhakti, in philosophies, people believe that to give knowledge to others, to give right guidance to others, is a great deed of charity. But Baba always speaks on one thing, donate virtues to others. Virtue. Qualities, donate powers to others, donate purity to others. How to donate virtues? Simple method, if we are virtuous, others will learn virtues from us. We live in this world, we live in household life, we go to our job, we work in an office, we are responsible person, but if people notice that we are very light, we are very happy, we enjoy our life, so they will learn. How to become light, how to enjoy the life, how to keep happy all the time. But if we get irritated like them, if we get tense like them, they will not learn. So our inspirations become the best teacher for others. So we have to teach with our practical, virtuous life. This is how to donate virtues to others. Take one example. Suppose we are sick. Body is ill. But we are not crying. We are just normal. Pain is there. But our face doesn't reflect that pain. We are in silence. Sometimes we are happy too that Baba has given me opportunity. He has given me solitude. I can do many more things. So when people notice this, they see the wonderful man. He is a person living in this world. He is sick, but he is very happy, patient, calm and cool. So it will teach them how to remain bold. Very important thing for us, when we have to face the problems, when we have to pass through different obstacles, if people see us in unshakable stage, they will appreciate our knowledge, they will appreciate Baba, they will appreciate our stage, and they will learn that they will not lose their temper, they will not lose their happiness and peace when they have to pass through problems. So our practical life becomes the best teacher for others. This is how Baba says, show everything through your practical life. But very important thing is to give good vibrations to the world. Vibrations of peace, purity and might. This was the first Murli, you remember, with double furnace, first Murli in this season. When Baba has given this thought, you have to become great donor, constantly great donor. If you do this, the important line was, if you become constantly great donors, your life will become free from obstacles. You need not to do anything else in your life. This practice of donating constantly will make you perfect. What to do for this? How to do? So let us make a practical program and let us do now those practices which I understand, I learned from Baba's Murli, and I do. One very significant version in Sakar Murli. If you see others as a soul, it means you give current to them. So if our drashti goes to the soul in everyone's forehead, it means we give them vibrations. Constant service we can do, constantly. If we make such practice constantly, this is a soul, this is a soul, this is a soul. When you are in office, those who are sitting there, all are souls. If you are in a business, will come to you, all our souls, so vibrations will go to them. Natural practice of donating. Therefore, Baba says, in our spiritual life, in our spiritual practices, in our tapasya, seeing souls in everyone's forehead is a great kind of tapasya and easy tapasya. We need not to sit at a place for this. We don't know not to spare time for this. It can be done in a natural way. Second practice, I share one of my experience many years before when double foreigners started to come to Madhuban. It's the story of 25 years back when foreigners used to come to Madhuban, Pandavan, few, sometimes 10, 20, 50, 100. So one idea came up in my mind that those foreigners come to our place. I see them. I will give them pure vibrations. So it was best yukti to give vibrations and to increase our practice of purity. Because if we give pure vibrations to others, our purity keeps increasing day by day. We get more and more power of purity in our life. So it was a good practice for years and years. I continued with this. As to whom I saw, thought was in mind, I have to give them pure vibrations. They have come over here on this land, holy land of Madhuban, to receive pure vibrations from us, from Baba. So let us give pure vibrations to everyone. Second good yukti, how we can give vibrations to others and can help to our own self. Did you like this yukti? What do you do there? When you are there in your own country, you must do these both practices. We are angels. We have to become angel. It must be very clear in everyone's mind how this angelic body is formed, how it is created inside. Because exactly same features, same face, same organs are there in that subtle body. So we must be very clear in our mind. Whatever we think, our thoughts, energy, constantly spread in whole body all the time. It is spread out also, but first of all from here, it goes in whole body immediately. And it makes that subtle body. According to the quality of thoughts, it forms color also. If thoughts are very powerful, so its color becomes red. If thoughts are very, very pure, its color is white. So angels are shown in white color because they are completely pure. So there is a subtle body always existing inside this body. Soul is sitting in two bodies. One is physical body, second is subtle body, angelic body. So we should practice to separate them both. Have a thought, just now, do the practice. Have a thought in your mind that this gross body disappeared and now soul is sitting in the body of light. This is very good practice to improve angelic stage, double light stage. Double light means soul is light and body is made of light. So separate this gross body from yourself and visualize, I am sitting in the body of light. I am free from the bondage of this gross body. Now I can fly up. So I am suggesting you few yuktis, how to do service, how to give vibrations through angelic form. It will help you to improve your concentration power also. Suppose sometime you find that your yoga is very difficult today. You can do this practice, I am an angel. Keep 10 names of 10 cities in your mind, or name of 10 countries in your mind, and do practice like this, that now I am over this country in the sky. I am in the sky over Japan. I am the angel of purity, giving pure vibrations to all people of Japan. Give this for some time. Give vibrations for 1 minute. After 1 minute, think that now I go over German. I am in the sky over German. I am the angel of peace, giving vibrations of peace down to the world, to German people. Then on third country, fourth city, fifth one, sixth, 10, 20. You will enjoy it very much. It will become like a game. And if we do it constantly, every day, you can fix a timing that for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you will do this practice. Being an angel, going here and there, I have to give vibrations. So a day will come when people will recognize you as an angel. They will come to you, oh, you are that angel who came to German? They will recognize you. They will experience. They will have deep love and respect for you, because you are doing very good for their nation. And this is best kind of service in the world. People can give. Governments can give so many facilities to people. Medical science can give so many medicines, treatment to people. But we know what Baba's children can give them, no other else one can give them. So do such practice. One very good vision you can make. See, visualize your perfect angelic form in the sky. Just now do this practice. See up above in the sky. There is my perfect form. Perfect angelic form is standing there. gradually and gradually it is coming down towards me, and it merged within me. You can enjoy this practice very much. Did you like this? Can you do this? Visualization is clear, clear vision. My perfect angelic form. You can see, this is my perfect form, full of purity. I am the master of nature. From there, pure vibrations are going out. They are going to the nature. All five elements are receiving pure vibrations from me, and they are becoming pure. So, every day, once a day, visualize such perfect form in the space. I am this. I am like this. I am this. This is me. Again, just for a minute. Now, visualize again your perfect form in the sky. Om Shanti. This visualization technique makes our tapasya into very easiness. We must remember this theory, philosophy. The object we visualize, its vibrations come to us. If we visualize our perfect form, its perfect vibrations will be coming to us. Fast vibrations will come to us. And we will enjoy that form very much. To this, sometimes Baba had mentioned, invoke your perfect form. Invoke your perfect form. Have a clear vision in front of you. In front of you, you can see your perfect form. If sometimes it's hard to visualize it into subtle world or into space, you can visualize it in front of you. Just on the wall. This is my perfect form. I will become like this. It will help us to do constant service to the world. Because if we become full, then only we can donate. If we ourselves are empty, we won't be able to give anything to others. People will not experience anything. Three other techniques, how to give vibrations to the world. Before this, I would remind you one thing. You can do, you can experience this thing just today and tomorrow, that in a day, 10 times, bring this thought into your mind. this entire world needs my vibrations. These are Baba's words, that, O great souls, do remember that all souls of this world require your good, pure, powerful vibrations. They are in problems, they are in tension, they are in sorrow, they experience peacelessness. Many problems are there in the world. People look very happy outwardly, but internally all are unhappy, peaceless, full of tension. Our vibrations can pull their peacelessness and tension out. It's the experience of many people when they come to Gyan Sarovar, experience of thousands of persons when non-BKs come here to attend different programs. They share their experience. I share one experience which was very good for me. Four judges, justice, came here to attend one program. They met me at the main gate. They asked me where they have to go. I just guided them, go there. They come for lunch, then all of a sudden they met me again. I asked them, how do you experience here? So their answer was that when we met you in the morning, our brain was very heavy, mind was full of tension, and up to now we have become very light. We don't know what had happened to us, that someone has pulled our tension out. We don't know how does it happen. So we are very happy and light now, without attending any class. This was the experience of those four judges. This is the experience of thousands of people. They share their experience here always. So it's the effect of our pure vibrations, of our powerful vibrations, that when they come here, in these vibrations, their own vibrations, old vibrations, heavy vibrations, change automatically. So if we give vibrations to others, people will experience that someone had removed their sorrow. Someone gave peace to them. They will experience they were in problems, then all of a sudden their problem has been solved. It will be the effect of our vibrations. So it's a great kind of service to humanity. If a person is big problem, he doesn't see any solution of the problem, but we give him the vibrations of might. So experience will come, automatically his problem will be solved. Without doing anything, a right solution will come in his mind. So this will be the effect of our vibrations. So we can use three techniques for this. I had asked you that we are all our ancestors, and very, very great big thing Baba had mentioned in one murli, you are ancestors. The effect of your pure and charitable deeds go to all souls of all religions. If you do good deeds, if you do charitable deeds, so it will affect all souls of all religions. And therefore, you will achieve many, many times fruit, multi-million times fruit, because all souls of the world will get benefited by that. In Sakar Muli, I loved this line very much. The children who remember me 8 hours a day are my most helpful children, because they spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might to the world. This line used to attract me very much in Sakar Murlis. So if we want to become helpful to God, very cooperative to God, we must spread good vibrations in this whole world. Automatically, what we give to others, being multiplied, it will come back to us. If we give peace to others, we will experience lot of peace. If we give might to others, we will become very powerful. If we give pure vibrations to others, to the nature, our purity will become natural. So make a vision. I am an ancestor. This sculpt tree is an inverted tree. I am sitting on the top in the roots. Clear? And from Baba, the vibrations of mice are coming down to me, and from me they are going down, spreading in whole sculpt tree. This is one very simple yukti to do world service. Now for 3 minutes, let us give vibrations of might to the world. Vibrations of might to all souls of all religions, as they are our brothers. So just give a jump, be an angel, sit on the top of sculpt tree or in the roots of sculpt tree. Feel that vibrations of might are coming down to me from Almighty. I'm receiving vibrations from Almighty. Now these vibrations are going down in entire sculpt tree. Om Shanti. I had asked you one question, are you Master Almighty? Again, those who believe that they are Master Almighty, please raise your hand. 50%, 60%, okay. You all are Master Almighty. Once, in a Vyakt Murli, Baba clarified this thing in simple words. Children ask Baba in yoga, "Oh Baba, please give me might. I need might from you." Baba reminds, "Child, don't say give me might. Remember that I have given you all of my powers. Already I have given you. As soon as you go to this divine birth, I gifted you with all of my powers. Accept it." Do you think so or not? Baba gave you power, and you say we don't have power. Where those powers have gone then? He has given his all powers to us. It's fact. So let us sit for 1 minute in deep silence. Give this thought to your subconscious mind. Let this thought enter your subconscious mind 10 times. What is the thought? That Baba has given me all powers of Almighty are within me now. Sit in deep silence. Let this thought go inside your subconscious mind. Om Shanti. Are you powerful? Powerful? We all are powerful. Just deeply do accept it. I give you one thought. We Brahmins sometimes don't realize our powers. In the world, in all philosophies, in all religions, people believe a person who can become pure, a person who can become celibate, is the most powerful person in the world. Do you believe it? It's a truth. Universal truth. People has mentioned it may be easy to conquer over a very powerful army, but it's very impossible to conquer over these inner 5 enemies. People say like this. It's impossible. They say not hard, it's impossible. And Baba has made it possible. the first and the biggest enemy of the soul, sex lust, those who left it, those who won it, they are most powerful soul in the world. Recognize yourself. Feel this power. Do accept it. I am the most powerful soul in the world. One who can become pure, celibate, can conquer anger, greed, ego, jealousy, enmity, everything easily. Because power of celibacy, power of purity, is the biggest power in whole cycle, whole kalpa. So all are Master Almighty. Those who believe that they are Master Almighty, please raise your hand again. Now all are Master Almighty. Very good. So while going to your job, while sitting in your office, going anywhere, remain in this feeling that I am Master Almighty. From each part of my body, vibrations of might are spreading out. It is how to give the donation of might to the world. Thus, you can become constant donor. If you remain in this consciousness, I am an angel of purity, so automatically pure vibrations will be going to the world. It is natural and constant service to the world. So you have to become master in these two things. I am Master Almighty. I am an angel of purity. Can you do? Will you do? Yes? Because this is such a thing which we should manage into our daily routine. So, if you can do this in your Laukik life, 4 times a day, 10 minutes each time. If you can manage that, you will give vibrations to the world 4 times, 10 minutes each time. You will need not to do anything else. Everything will become easy. Once in the morning, second time night time, 2 times any other time you can manage according to your daily routine. Before going to your job, you can do 1 time. When you come back home from your job, you can do 2nd time. Thus, very sincerely, by understanding the importance of this service, if you can do this, if you do this, you will experience life has become very easy. Because one simple principle we should remember always in our mind, if our thoughts are minimum in our mind, if the speed of thoughts is slow, whole day speed of mind is slow, our efficiency becomes at least double. At least double. Otherwise, 10 times more. Baba's words are, if your stage is refined, your efficiency will become 10 times more. And refined means simple, simple meaning of refinedness. Mind is free from all types of disturbances. Mind is calm and cool all the time. Just mind is in our own thoughts. what we want to create in our mind, mind follow it. Simple technique we should understand. We need not to control the mind, to suppress the mind. It is impossible. Mind can never be suppressed. But keep giving some thoughts to your mind. And automatically you will experience your mind will follow you. And many problems of life will end. So if our mind is silent, life is a game. Life is very easy. You will not have to face problems in your life. Just problems will come to you and there is aura around you. With the effect of that aura, problems will go back. So think deeply today. How can you manage in your routine to give 4 times vibrations to the world? Second yukti, how to give vibrations. Feel that I am sitting on the top of globe. Baba has mentioned it 2-3 times. Make a vision, here is a globe. I am an angel sitting on the globe. Baba is here. Just Almighty is here. Canopy of protection over my head. Sit in such feeling. I am on the globe. Baba is here. Enjoy this for some moments, for some seconds. I am sitting under the canopy of God. And then vibrations from me are spreading out, going to the world. Simple practice. Let us sit again for 3 minutes in this feeling. I am an angel of might, Master Almighty, sitting on the top of globe. Almighty has become the canopy of protection over my head. From me, the vibrations of might in red colors are going to the world. ओम शांति। दिस वे वी कैन ऑल्सो गिव द वाइब्रेशंस ऑफ पीस। हैव यू सीन इन इंडिया सम टेम्पल्स ऑफ गॉडेसेस? ऑल हैव सीन? You should make one vision always that I am the goddess with 8 arms and I am sitting in the temple at the place of a statue, and in front of me there are thousands of devotees are standing. They have come to me with different desires in their mind. They are calling, "Oh Goddess, please fulfill this desire. Oh Goddess, remove this sorrow. Oh Goddess, give me divine intellect. Oh Goddess, give me might to face the problems." Listen to their voice and then do one practice that from me a focus of vibrations is going to them. They are receiving the vibrations from me, and through these vibrations all their desires are being fulfilled. They are becoming happy, free from the problems. So just simply, if you are unable to create such vision, stand on the terrace and feel that from me powerful vibrations are going in this direction, and all sorrowful persons are getting relief. All peaceless souls are becoming peaceful. All unhappy persons are becoming happy. Then change your side, east side, then south side, that from me vibrations are going in south world. They are giving peace to all souls of this world. Then turn to western side. Feel that from me pure vibrations are going to western world. Like this. This way you can make it into a game. It's like a game. You will enjoy it very much. Just do this for 1 minute, just now. Make this vision. I am a goddess with 8 arms. God with 8 arms. I am in the temple. In front of me there are thousands of devotees. From me, rays are going to them. Om Shanti. One another very interesting vision. I hope you will enjoy this very much. Make a vision that I am an angel sitting on a lotus flower. And this lotus flower is floating on the ocean. And from there, I am giving pure vibrations to water in order to purify this element, water. I am giving pure vibrations. But I am on the lotus flower and on the ocean. Oh, that lotus flower is floating on the ocean. Just we are moving, giving pure vibrations to entire water of the world. This will be a good service to the nature. I hope you will enjoy this interesting way to do service through vibrations, to become constantly donor to the world. Will you become donor? We all know that nature, five elements, have sustained our life. Not one life, 84 lives. We got full sustenance from nature. Now it's our turn that we should sustain nature. We must sustain nature, and nature needs pure vibrations. So if we give pure vibrations to the nature, it will be a wonderful service to the nature, and practical benefit we will experience at the time of destruction. Nature will protect us. Nature will destroy everything, but will protect our life. So it will be a great return from nature's side. So this way, manage in your life what you can do, what best you can do for this world. Donate your life, surrender your life for good service this way. Make your routine very easy. Not rush, rush, rush all the time. Not very fast life all the time. Make your mind slow. Life will become slow, easy, not fast. And thus it will remain easy to spare time in life. So you can manage few things. Suppose you have to cook. You have to prepare your food. It will take half an hour. So don't be cooking conscious. Think that now I have to give pure vibrations to the nature. And at the time of cooking, keep giving vibrations to the nature. Just simple consciousness that I am an angel of purity. I am the master of nature. My vibrations are going to the nature. You need not to be very serious about this. Simple method. Don't think that I have to concentrate on Baba, then I have to receive vibrations from him, then I have to give to the nature. It will become little hard. Simple. Cook your food. Be in the feeling. I am the master of nature. I am an angel of purity. Let my vibrations of purity go to the nature. And nature will be receiving vibrations of purity from you. This way, simply, suppose you are driving. You are going from your home to your office by car. On the way, you can have this thought, I am Master Almighty. Let powerful vibrations spread out from me on the way, throughout the way. Half an hour, 15 minutes, 1 hour, it will become a simple way to do world service. So make a plan today itself. I would say just now, fix up the timings in your routine. Make a plan what you can do your best in your life, spiritually. And everyone can do one's best. Without making any hard efforts, add it into your daily work. Suppose you have to clean your house. You have to wash your clothes. Fix up one practice that during this type of work, I will do this practice. Simple thing. And thus you will enjoy. And I hope now, one another thing I would like to say, we have to give the feelings of love and good wishes to nature and to all souls of the world. This is very subtle thing. Talk to the nature. Talk to the nature. I am the master of nature. O nature, you have done so nice for me throughout the cycle. You had been like my mother. You gave me water, food, clothes, house, everything. I am very thankful to you. Oh, you are so great. You are so nice. I love you. This way, nature will receive vibrations of love. This way too, you can talk to all souls of the world. Be in good yoga. Imagine that all souls are here around you. Talk to the souls, all souls. You are good souls. You all are pure souls. God loves you very much. I also love you all very much. You all are my brothers. Come to your Supreme Father now. Talk to them this way. Give your good feelings. I love you. I have such pure thought that you all recognize your Father. You all bring benefit to yourself. Be great, be pure, be happy. Experience God's blessings. These are simple way to give good feelings to nature and to the world. Are you agree to me? So you can do. This way you will become world mother. Mothers must talk to their babies. You all know, I don't know, mothers used to talk to the babies. Babies understand nothing. They speak nothing. But mothers enjoy talking to the babies. Similarly, you should talk to the nature and to all souls of this world and become great donor. Then great fruit of this service will come to you. Om Shanti. Let us now sit in one feeling. I am Master Almighty. From Almighty Baba, rays of might, a fountain of might is coming down to me. Constantly experience this. Fountain of might is coming down to me.